Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yudah Med Aleph, there's a quotation from a Rebbe, from Rebbe Yudah Hanasi. Harbe lamadati mi rabosai, mechaveirai yoser mehem, umi talmidai yoser mikulam. One of those very, very special talmidim, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, has Baruch Hashem built a unique kihila in which the defining criteria of membership are a desire for spiritual growth and a desire for a more intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Within the walls of this base medrash, where we spend days and nights trying to understand Ritzon Hashem, as is expressed in the Torah, those criteria resonate with us very deeply. I think we can all view ourselves as virtual members of his community. Tonight, with less than a week left of Chodesh Elul, it's an honor to introduce Rav Weinberger, to share his thoughts, and to offer us guidance. Mori v'Rabbi, Rav Moshe Weinberger.
First, I thank my Rebbe for the kind, inflated words. And it's hard to believe that a year has passed since I was here, approximately a year. And it's even harder for me to believe that 35 years have passed since I was learning here. I want to thank the yeshiva for having me back. B'shus, my Rebbe Rav Miller, all the rebbeim and chaverim who are here. I want to share with you a few dvarim hayotzim in our life. It's very, very close to Yontif. And I want to begin by asking that HaKadosh Baruch should bring a refuah shleima to a very special Jew, Yedidya ben Mazel, and the Shia should be a schus of refuah shleima for that person. B'sar Shar Chal Yisrael. Every Yontif brings a certain unique aura, a certain light into each and every one of us, to a person who is open to receiving it. When it's a yontiv of Sukkot, then there are makaris of simcha that we can access. Tremendous, tremendous hashpo of simcha comes into the world. It's unleashed at that time of the year by Sukkot. and then when it's Pesach. So by the time of Pesach there's an oilum of chayrus, a world of chayrus that becomes available to each and every one of us, and shavuos and so on. The greatest mystery is Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah is Bakesel Yom Chagenu to begin with. It's a day that's shrouded in mystery. A day that's covered, that's concealed. There's a famous letter that the Rebbe Bun from Peshitzchei wrote to the Chassidim, in which he writes that the soid, the secret of Rosh Hashanah, is contained in the words of Yirmiyahu, which we read in the Haftarah in Rosh Hashanah. May Rochaik Hashem Nirali, that Hashem appeared to me from a distance. May Rochaik Hashem Nirali. But the Rishonim, as you all know and you've all learned, the Ramban and the Ran and others, have struggled to understand what is the Rotzen of Hashem, what is the Torah telling us Bechlal to think about in Rosh Hashanah, to feel in Rosh Hashanah, what the Torah calls it a Yom Trua, a day of Trua, Zichron Trua. But we don't know what that means. We understand in Halacha, but we don't know what it means. What's the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah? But we received from Chazal two Mahalchim. I'm not calling them two Dinim, but they're two Mahalchim. Two Panim to Rosh Hashanah. And we are forbidden to neglect either of them, and we need to understand the connect to both of them. But you have to listen in a real way. This really would take a few hours. I'm going to try to put it together in 40 minutes or so. I'm not sure what the allotment is, but to try to say things very, very quickly and to the point. What emerges from Chazal is that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Why that is and how that is, that's not for now. The Ran talks about that in other Rishonim. It's Yom HaDin and Kol Boi Olam Ovrim Lefonav Kivnei Moron. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Tazayin, that each and every one of us passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is examined by Hashem Yisbarach and the Yom HaDin. The second Panim of Rosh Hashanah is that it's the Yom, the day of the Hamlocha, or as it's called in Chabad, the Haktorah, the coronation of the king. Imru Lefanei Malchias, this is the same sugi in the Gemara. Imru Lefanei Malchias, Kedesh Etam Lichuni Aleichem. Imru Lefanei Malchias. Anybody who ignores the Malchias personality and quality of the day has missed Rosh Hashanah. Hamelech. That one word, Hamelech, contains the entire Yontif. And because of this, there's a great deal of controversy regarding the Hagdara, even in Halacha, of how are we to observe, how we are to live this day. On the one hand, mitzad the malchus of the day, imlo fane malchus, is mitzad that it's a yontif. Not only is it a yontif, not only is it a day of simcha, but it's b'nei tziyon yagil b'malka. There's no greater joy than yichi hamelech, than the b'nei shalom being our king, and b'nei tziyon yagil b'malka, to rejoice in our king. Yismachuv Malchuscha, the simcha of being in Malchus Hashem and registering again and being and committing ourselves again to Malchus Hashem. There's no greater simcha. And that simcha would naturally lead to song and to dance and to Sudas Yontif and so on. V'me'idach, on the other hand, the quality of Rosh Hashanah, that's the Yom HaDin, means that there's a certain tviya, there's an expectation, there's a demand that the day makes of us. It's a cheshbon ha-nefesh, yira, fear, or pachad. The emes ha-din. And because of these competing, what appear to be competing qualities of the day, there's a tremendous amount of discussion in halacha. We don't find such a range of opinions by anything else. Is it a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Or are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Is it a mitzvah in Avodah? Is there an inyan to cry in Rosh Hashanah? Or should one avoid crying on Rosh Hashanah? Is there an inyan to be mitzvah to admit, to confess to one's avayers? Is there an inyan on Rosh Hashanah bechlal? Or is it forbidden? As far as the halachas are concerned, there's a famous Shagas Ayis in Kuf Beis, I'm sure that all of you have learned. But what it appears to be is actually a difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And this is something that one of the tzaddikim, the Nestorim of our generation, the Chalbon in Eretz Yisrael, talks about. Reb Chaim Cohen. But the sugyas are clear in Bavli and Yerushalmi. In Bavli and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, there the Gemara talks about Hallel and Rosh Hashanah. And the Malachim are in shock. Again, I'm only saying things that everybody here has learned year after year, but to try to put them into context. The Malachim are astonished. Why aren't Bnei Yisrael saying Shira? Aren't they saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Omalahem, so the Baruch Shalom answers, Efshe Melech Yoishev Al-Kisei Din, V'sifre Chaim, V'sifre Mesim, Suchim Lefana, V'im Oimim Shira. What are you talking about? Could it be such a thing? That the king is sitting in judgment, and the Sifre Chaim and the Sifre Mesim are open before him, and you expect that Bnei Yisrael, who are being judged, and Rosh Hashanah should be singing Shira, should be saying Hallel? Could you imagine this as a day of Shira, as a day of singing, as a day of dancing? And because of this Mahalach of the Bavli, the Doris, the generations that preceded this generation, the Iker Hisairus of Tzaddikim, and the way that Tzaddikim were Ma'ayre of the Tzibur, beginning with the Elul, and even from after Tubav, from that time, was the Hesirus of Amos Hadin. Amos Hadin. And the Sfarim are filled with descriptions and discussions of the Einshim of this world, the punishments, Chalila, of this world and the world to come. And the purpose of the Musa, the purpose of the Hesirus of those generations, which in this generation, of course, as well, was to awaken within each and every Jew a real tangible feeling of that pachad, of that fear, of Hine Yom Hadin. And Malachim Yechafezim, Chilu Ra'od Yechafezim. And therefore, thousands and thousands of shmuzen given by great and pure and holy tzaddikim were primarily focused on this nekuda of yiras ha'oinish, fear of punishment, and the oimek hadin. And everybody has heard in the name of either this tzaddik or that tzaddik. I remember hearing myself many years ago from Reb Shlomo Shvadron Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, how he said that he recalls that when he was a child, he remembers hearing from his sister and his mother trying to wake him up early in the morning for Slichus and saying, Shalom, Shalom, how could you lie there in bed? Even the fish in the water are trembling. It's Slichus. And how are you able to lie there in bed like that? And this is said in the name of many tzaddikim, which his mother and his sister were saying over that which they had received themselves. My father's old Gazun son remembers what it was like in Europe. And it's really true that there were gabarim that went around with hammers banging on the windowsills and screaming to get up. To get up or else. This is in the tradition of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi, it's interesting. But the Yerushalmi is a different mahal. Although, of course, the Yerushalmi has a corollary discussion of the Inyan of Din. But when one opens up the Yerushalmi, the seventh parak in Rosh Hashanah, and that Yerushalmi is really brought out more in the Yalkut Shemayni, which takes the Yerushalmi and broadens the Yerushalmi. There we find, Mi goy godla shaloy likim kroiv milov. What nation has a God who's so close to it? Is there a nation in the world that understands the nature of its God? The nature of the world is such that when a person knows that he's going to be judged, he puts on black clothing and it's very, very somber, and so on the fish, and he can't eat. Because he doesn't know what's going to be with his judgment. That's how it is in the world. But by Bnei Yisrael, it's not that way. We put on white clothing, and we enclose ourselves in white. And on Yosh Hashanah, we eat and we drink and we rejoice. The Yerushalmi says. Because we as Jews, we understand HaKadosh Baruch. We understand the nature kivyachal of the Bari Olam, and therefore we know that Hashem, v'shiyoidim shakadosh baruch hu oisel ham nisim, u'moitzei dinul mekav schus, and he will judge us in a favorable way. The kareh lahem is gzar dinam, which of course doesn't mean that everything turns out just right in the coming year. There are precious Jews who were last year in Rosh Hashanah in the world, and this year they're not in the world. And so it is with many other things that once a person had, no longer has. And that's not what it means. But the point is that it's clear. And the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the lens of the Yerushalmi is zooming in and is focused on that quality of Rosh Hashanah as the Yom HaHaktorah, the day of the coronation of the King of Yismuchu v'Malchusa, the Simcha, Eichlin, Shoysen, Usmeichin, and Betuchim, having trust and faith in the Bari Olam that he's going to give us another chance, and that we can work out some sort of a deal, not to say Chalil that Hashem's a Vatron, but there's a way that we can come through. So it's clear that the Bavli focused more on the Yom HaDin quality of Rosh Hashanah, and the Yerushalmi is more focused on the Yom HaHamloche, the Yom HaHaktorah of Rosh Hashanah. And let's move ahead many, many years. Let's try to breathe in a little bit from the Bais Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Shlusi again, Elaine. Nobody here thought that I was going to go without mentioning about Shem Tov HaKadosh, right? Anybody who has ever looked in any of the Svarim of the Talmud Yavol Shem, doesn't make a difference which one, but anybody who's ever looked in any of the Svarim of the Talmud Yavol Shem, from the earliest Svarim, from the Toldos, Dagel Machne Ephraim, Aramea, and so on, Marinayim, all the way down to our times. If you go through any of the Torahs in Rosh Hashanah, you become intoxicated. If you're a Jew that has a warm heart, you become intoxicated. Mamashika, drunk with the masikas, with the sweetness of Rosh Hashanah. The Talmid Baal Shem didn't dread Rosh Hashanah. From the moment that Rosh Hashanah ended, they were only looking forward to the next Rosh Hashanah. They were looking forward to the Nigunim, to the tefillas, to the rikudim, to the dancing. They were looking forward to the special Torahs. They were looking forward to the Chavraya, the Sheves Achim, Gam Yachad of Yom Tovim, when many of the Chassidim would go to be by the Rebbe. Bekitzer, Chazal themselves tell us, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, L'Dovr Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yishi B'Yom HaKippur. The Or of Rosh Hashanah is not just creeping out, sneaking out of the Svar Makadosh. The Hashem Oiri of Rosh Hashanah is exploding from the Svar Makadosh. Exploding. It's a day of Gaaguhim from Malchus Hashem. It's a day that's filled with longing to finally see the truth that you and I know deep in our hearts, that we know is true, that we should be able to see that clearly. L'mati ma'asara t'vachim, in this world revealed. V'yifar b'hadar ga'oinu zecha, akol yoshvei tevel ha'atzecha, v'yeda kol pu'ul ki'atu pa'altoi, v'yeda kol pu'ul ki'atu pa'altoi, when the Balatani was by the Mezuzah Magid, they couldn't find him. The Mezuzah Magid was giving a shmuz and they didn't know where the Tanya was. And the Mezuzah Magid didn't want to begin without the Tanya. And he sent Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshevit to go get the Baal HaTanya. And he went there to Beis Medrash and he saw the Baal HaTanya was lifting up. He was very tall, the Baal HaTanya, very strong. And he was lifting up a big shtender and picking it up and down. He was screaming out these words, V'hoifar b'adar goinu zecha. V'yeda kol pu'ul ki'ata pa'altoi. That everything in the world should know that you're the creator, that you give it life. And he was lifting up the shtender and he was banging it down. And the Baditshevit ran away from him. Then he came back and he said, I didn't want to tell him about the shmuz. I'm not messing with him. And the Mezuzah Magid didn't want to start, so he sent the Kushan Samagid to go and get the Baal HaTanya. Kushan Samagid came to Beis Medrash, and he saw that the shtender was broken in pieces, and the Tanya wasn't there. And he went and he heard something from behind the Beis Medrash, and he went into the forest. And he saw that the Baal HaTanya was walking with one piece of the shtender banging into the ground, saying the words, V'yeda kol yitzur ki'ati yitzarato. And the Kushan Samagid came back and he told the Mishnah Magid that this is what he saw. And the Mishnah Magid said that he says that Rabbi Zalmala, that the Baal HaTanya has the koyach to be mashpia that yediyah into a shtick holz, into a piece of wood. That there's a bari oilam, that even that piece of wood knows that there's a Kodesh Baruch. That's Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMedrash of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, of the Talmid Baal Shem. And what about Emes Hadin? Yiras Ha'aynish? So I think everybody here knows that even though, of course, there's the Inyan of Yiras Ha'aynish, but the dogesh, the emphasis in the Beis HaMedrash of the Talmidei Baal Shem was never on Yiras HaOinish, but it was on Yiras HaRaimamus, which we know from the Mesil Shasharim and the Kadmainim, Al Derech Moshel, we could understand. When a person, somebody like me or you, when we come into a Makom Kaddish, you walk into Maris HaMachpelah, I mean, it's hard a little bit for us. We live in a generation where we're zeichet to go so often back and forth. But when a person comes into a Makom Kaddish, when you walk into a place of a big, big tzaddik, so the feeling that you have is a feeling of bittul, a feeling of hachnor, that you're staying in the presence of an Ur Godel of great light. And sometimes that's mixed with a feeling of bush, of embarrassment. But the overwhelming feeling is a sense of the ne'imus, the mesikus, the sweetness, the schus, the unbelievable pleasantness, the schus of being here. A year of seroimus, of gilu bar'ad, of trembling with joy. Ashrei ha'om yoidei sruha Hashem b'or panecha yahalecha. Ashrei ha'om yoidei sruha. Fortunate is the nation that knows the sound of the true, of the shofar. And one of the tzaddikim in that long line of Talmidei Baal Shem, in our generation, some of you I know have heard shmuzen of his and have gone to him. We've had the schus to have him in our shul a number of times. Reb Motl Zilber Zal Gezun Zayn. Reb Motl and his shmuzen talks very often about the unbelievable mahapecha that has taken place in the world, especially from the time after the Milchama, after the Holocaust, that the entire world, not just our world, but the entire world has gone through some unbelievable transformation. You know, the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Noach, there's a famous Noam Elimelech, where there the Rebbe Elimelech is talking about how every generation of Jews has a certain shayrish. It has its own root in Ruchnius, and therefore every generation has a specific area of Yiddishkeit, a particular mitzvah to perfect. It happens that the Noam Elimelech said that in his time it was the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is an interesting thing. Why? What was then by tzitzis? But the Noam Elimelech says that there's a different hashgachah, there's a different or. We have to keep all of mitzvahs, all of Torah mitzvahs, to the best of our ability. But every generation, the Noam Elimelech says, is assigned with a particular mitzvah, a particular tikkun. And because of that, the tachbulos that are mishtanim from one generation to the next generation, each generation with its own inyan, each generation with its own milchama, each generation with its own teva, according to the matzav of that generation. And it changes from time to time. And you can meet a very, very sweet and holy Jew, but he's a person that we would call a fatzaita shayid, meaning he's a Jew from the old days. And he's holy and he's pure and he's going to go to Olam Haba and he's going to sit with Mashiach Tzikeinu. But oy vavoy, he's going to be giving a shmuz in yeshiva. Because he's not speaking to the boys and the girls of that time. He's a fatzait to shayid, he's a holy person. And he's still working on the inyan of 1940 or 1928. That's his inyan, which is that's his avoider. But the generation of Toshin Ayin Beis, Toshin Ayin Gimel, has its own milchomas, its own nisyonis, its own mahalach in everything in the world. The Ramchal writes him in Sil Shasharim Perichov. When he discusses Mishkal HaChasidus, and the Ramchal writes over there, Tzor Sheyishkol Kol Maisov, that one must weigh all of his actions, Lefi HaToldeis HaNimshoches Mehem, always thinking about what will be the outcome of my actions, but, he says, Lefi HaTanoim HaTluyim Lahem, HaMislavim Lahem, Lefi HaEis, according to all of the conditions of that time, Lefi HaChevra, according to the chevra that he's living in, that society that he's part of, lefi ha'noisin, lefi ha'mokim. And therefore, it's very, very clear to a person who has eyes to see, and this is not a matter of my opinion, Chalila, that the hashgacha has come down in our days. And again, if somebody disagrees, I personally am machnir myself completely before that person. But it seems to me, and I've heard this from very great people, and the Chozim Lublin said it already in his time, that when it says, when Chazal tell us, B'choch Chosman, that the Chasima of history is Avraham Avinu, not Yitzchok and not Yaakov. B'choch chayis means that the chasima, the seal, the end of history is going to be with Avraham Avinu. The chayis are taught that ikvah be'ikvah said the Mashiach at the end of time, before Mashiach comes, ha'kol yiyeh b'derech ha'ahava. The only way to succeed before Mashiach comes, the only way to be mashpia on the hamoin am, not on yechidim, they're always yechidei skula, but on the hamoin am, on the masses of Jews, the only way to change a generation, the Chayzer said, is b'choch choysmin, is the way of Avraham Avinu. And therefore we see that in our generation, b'derech klal, I'm not talking about yechidim, but b'derech klal, in our generation, yiras ha'oinish to a large extent does not motivate the typical Jew to get closer to the Bar Yoyim. Which is all Hashem is Baruch wants, is that we should be close to Him. If anything, to a large extent, just over the last 33 years, discussions that I've had with Bochum and with girls about their struggles in Yiddishkeit, those teachers that felt that they're doing a favor for Klal Yisrael by quoting something that's found in the Sfarim about how if a person has a certain inyan that happens to him, l'mashal, a boy has an inyan, Yom Kippur night, that is Einim Oitzi Shanasai, that he's not going to live through the year. Which one of my students heard in the Shmuz in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim when he came for the year around 19, 20 years ago. So there's no question that the Rebbe thought that that was going to inspire the boys that just arrived from the five towns, Queens and Brooklyn. But not only did it not inspire them, this particular boy left Eretz Yisrael and he spent the next 3-4 years in and out of drugs and rehabilitation. I'm not attributing it only to that shmooze, but to a large extent it was that shmooze and the atmosphere of that shmooze that contributed to that way of feeling a sense of emptiness, of worthlessness. There's no question that that Rebbe, I'm assuming that that Rebbe meant to inspire and to bring the boys back. And no one can say that it's not found in the Svarim, such a sentence. But every generation, a different light comes down. A different aura, a different hashgach. We see even now in the world at large, that when it comes to the way of chinuch, when it comes to the way of education, that which was poshut in the generation of your grandfathers, of my parents, that was poshut, yiras ha'oinesh, an iron fist, it was clear, and it worked, to a large extent, it worked, and they saw results, raising generations of God-fearing good Jews. Our generation, the generation of Avraham Avinu, the generation of B'choch Choysim and the Chasima of time, is a generation that understands the Lashon of Ahava. The generation as far as being able to receive, to hear the inyan of Emes Hadin and Yiras Oinish, even without hearing those talks every single day. If I'm telling you today, this day, I spent, without exaggeration, I would say between 2 and 3 hours in conversations with individuals, parents, children, since school has begun, yeshiva has started, issues of anxiety, of medication for anxiety, nervous breakdown. I'm talking for the last week with parents of a girl. She's 16 years old. She's having a nervous breakdown. 16-year-old girl, she should be happy and having a good time and enjoying her life and davening a little bit and learning a little bit and being with her friends. Between the picture that she sees of herself in the mirror as being perhaps in her eyes, overweight, and the fear that she has of the impressive curriculum that was given out on the first day of school or something, whatever it is, she's going to the doctor now. And our generation simply is not receptive, I speak in generalities, There are individuals. But as a whole, the generation is not hearing the language of Yiras Ha'Einish and Emes Hadin the way that they used to. And the Ikar Hashpah now is Hashpah of Or and Ahava. If you look in Eretz Yisrael and ask and look to see who are the biggest Mashpiyim in Eretz Yisrael, who are the ones that are winning over Jews, bringing them back to avoid the Torah and Mitzvahs, it's the language of Ahava. It's the Or of Ahava. There's a graduate from this yeshiva, a wonderful person who I met. I might have mentioned this last year. I went to speak years ago. There was somebody from the shul that the family was making a yard site shiur in a big, beautiful shul someplace in New Jersey. And I went there. It was covered for the family. And when I got there, I was speaking to the, I don't know what they call it, assistant rabbi, associate rabbi, intern rabbi, resident rabbi. Not the rabbi, you know, the other one. So I was talking to him because the rabbi didn't come. This was the assistant was, the associate rabbi was assigned to take care of Weinberger. So I get there, and it was a few minutes early, and I'm talking to this guy. I don't remember his name. This must be already 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. And I'm talking to this fellow, a very wonderful Ben Torah from here, and I'm asking, what does he do? What do you have to do as an associate and assistant? What do you have to do? So he's telling about some shiurim that he does, and he has to go sometimes to officiate different things. And I was asking about what shiur do you give on Shabbos? What he says, he gives a shiur to men and women in the Siva Shalom from the Slonim. I'm sure many of you have seen the Siva Shalom. He gives a shiur in the Siva Shalom. I asked him, oh, beautiful. How many have come to that shiur? He says, men and women. He says, between 60 and 80. 60 and 80 people on Shabbos afternoon. Wow. Beautiful, no? And I asked him, and the Rav, does the Rav also give a shiur? The old rabbi gives a shiur. He says, the old rabbi gives a shiur. And he was embarrassed. I asked him, how many people go to the rabbi's shiur? So he said, oh, a few. I said, how many people go to the rabbi's shiur? He said, three, four people. So the first thing I told him is, you're not going to be working here much longer. You understand that. Your time is, your days are numbered over here, which I met him in a chasna 2 months later, and I said, no, you still have the job. He says, no, it was 3 weeks. It wasn't a few months. It was 3 weeks later. Out. He was out. He was too popular. Didn't work out. There was some problem with him. Didn't work out. But what was the difference? I was thinking about this a lot. It didn't have to be, by the way, Nesiva Shalom. It could have been Michtar Meliyo. I'm not saying Davke Nesiva Shalom. The generation can only hear this language. The language of Ahava. The language of the Yerushalmi. I'm going to explain that if you give me, do I have another few minutes? Another 5, 10 minutes? I'll know it this year. But another few minutes to explain. But it's not only because of the weakness of the generation. You know that Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, wrote a maimer, it's called Hador, the generation. The generation, Hador. And it's based upon the Chazal tell us that Mashiach will only come in either a generation that Dorsh or Kula Zakai or Kula Chai. A generation that's either entirely pure and innocent or a generation that's entirely guilty. So all this from a talking about, what does that mean? Entirely guilty, entirely innocent, what does that mean? Rav Kook says that our generation, this generation of the end of time, is the most amazing generation that ever lived. And he quotes the Tikkunim, it says in the Tikkunei Zohar, Samach. The Zohar HaKadosh is talking about the generation of Mashiach that will greet Mashiach as Tav Milagav Ubish Milavar. That means pure and good on the inside, but Bish, but Ra, with Ra on the outside. And Rav Kook said that the generation that will greet Mashiach, our generation, is a generation that is Kuloi Zakai and Kuloi Chayv. Kuloi Zakai on the inside, with the deepest and greatest sheifas for holiness. But on the other hand, on the outside, all of the sickness and the misery that even Rav Kook with his great vision couldn't have imagined, what kind of technology would, what kind of a kilkel and a tumah would be in this last generation before Mashiach comes. But one thing is clear, is that on the one hand, it's a weak generation because of that external, shallow part of us that is filled with fear, anxiety, all kinds of problems, and we can't hear anything that's too strong. If you tell somebody the wrong word, they're finished. But on the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the light of our life, said that Bahai Chibura Yafkun Yisom Galusa. Probably everybody here is Shoyim Lag BaOmer now. I know you're all Shoyim Shabbos. I hope that you also observe Lag BaOmer. And I don't mean by shooting an arrow someplace and by roasting Yechavrusa. What does it mean to be a Yid that Shoyim Lag BaOmer? Rabbi Shimon said, Bahai Chibur. Yafkun Yisrael Men Galusa. With this book, with the Zohar HaKadosh, Yafkun Yisrael Men Galusa, Am Yisrael is going to leave Galus. And that doesn't mean, as the Tzaddikim tell us, of Tzaddik, Sfas Emes, and other Tzaddikim, it doesn't mean that everybody has to learn Zohar HaKadosh. It doesn't mean that. Bahai Chibur. So what does it mean, Bahai Chibur, Yafkun Yisrael Men Galusa? It means the sheet of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Mahalach of the Zohar HaKadosh, the way of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of Pnimius. And there are people who think that because of the lowliness of our generation, therefore we cannot communicate to this generation great, sophisticated, deep, profound, and beautiful ideas that come from the deepest place of Torah. And Rabbi Nachman Susskind says, look at the Moran and other tzaddikim say, that it's just the opposite. The bigger the choshech, the more the or that's needed. And we see that the Maisa Makovah of Yechezkel was revealed, that Maisa Makovah was revealed after when Yisrael went to the Golas. And the Zohar Kodesh says that Al Naharis Bovel, that when we were standing by Naharis Bovel, we were totally tzebrochen. We didn't want to be Jews anymore. We lost everything. Al Naharis Bovel. Nishkan Toyer, Nishkan Navua, Nishkan Kahuna, nothing, everything was fafalim. We didn't want to go on. And at that moment, the Baruch Shalom opened up the skies and revealed the deepest secrets of Maisa Makovah. On the Har Kvar. There are those who think that you have to speak down to a generation of darkness. When Rabbi Shimon said, Bahai Chibur Yafkin Yisrael and Gelusa, with this way of the Zohar HaKadosh, with Pnimius, this generation, Rav Kook said, is the highest generation that ever lived. And if we wouldn't be such Bali Madrega, we wouldn't ever be able to make it through any of the choshech that we're going through. And therefore, there were tzaddikim who said that the ikir is to take the high road. Tam u'ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Davke tam u'ru'u ki toiv Hashem during this time. And that's the meaning of Hashem o'iri b'Rosh Hashanah. L'dovet Hashem o'iri v'yishi. Finishing in a few minutes. L'dovet Hashem o'iri v'yishi. The aura of Rosh Hashanah speaks to the hearts of our generation. Ha'am ha'holchim b'choshech, ru'u or gadol. It says in Pasuk, Ha'am ha'holchim b'choshech, when the nation is walking in darkness. There's never been a choshech like we have now. We had the tzaddik, we had the Bilvavi Mishkan Evner was in the shul on Sunday night, and he was talking about this. We're living in a time where it's not that it's a big Yetzirah, it's Vayomish choshech. Vayomish choshech. There's a mamushes to the choshech of our generation. But ha'am ha'holchim b'choshech ru'u or gadol. And therefore Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar over and over, anan b'chavivusa talya. Every page of the Zohar HaKadosh. What does it mean, anan b'chavivusa? My whole way is the way of chavivusa, of ahava. And when the Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai spoke about Yiras Oynish, he called it V'horis Hoysa Sohu Vavo. He called it the world of emptiness, of emptiness, Yiras Oynish. Not to say that we don't have to have Yiras Oynish. Chas v'chalila. It's the most basic and primary thought that a Jew has to have when he wakes up in the morning. Moida Ani L'fanacha. There's a Bari Olam. And to realize that, and to think about that, and to be filled with an aim and a path. But Anan b'chavivus Italia Milsa says it means that the generation at the end is a generation that, on the one hand, is very, very, very weak. On the other hand, it's a generation that is longing for Hisraimimus, that's longing for Godless, that wants to hear things that are greater and that are deeper. So now we understand why it's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Because you know what happened when we came back to Eretz Yisrael? And this is brought down to all the halachas svarim regarding the whole issue of Simchas Yontif and Rosh Hashanah. So it's in the 8th parak of Nehemiah. Vayom in Nehemiah. Hu hatishasa ve'ezra kreina sofa alivim ha'mavinim esha'am l'cholam. Hayoyim kreina shul Hashem elokeichem. Today is a day that is holy. Al tisablu v'al tivku kivoichim kolam. Kishomim is divat Torah. Look in the Malm over there. It says that when they came back with Ezra Nehemiah, it was Rosh Hashanah that day. Chazal tells us it was Rosh Hashanah. And what happened was, the Malm says, they were reading in the Torah, they opened up the Torah. They opened up the Torah to the parish of Rosh Hashanah. And they read the lining for the day of Rosh Hashanah. As a result of that, what happened was that everybody began to cry. Because the Rosh Hashanah that they received, that they lived within Golis, the Rosh Hashanah of Bavel, was the Rosh Hashanah of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim, was the Rosh Hashanah of shaking and trembling, was the Rosh Hashanah that was filled with Jost Amos Adin and Yiras Ha'Einish. So what happens? So then Ezra Koyin, Nechemin, Ezra Koyin, HaSeif HaLevim, HaMavinim Esa'am. Where do you have such a term? HaMavinim Esa'am. Who understood the nature of the nation, of the people. L'chola'am. Hayoyim Kodur Shul HaShem L'keichem. Al Tisablu, don't mourn. V'al Tivku, don't cry. Kivayichem Kol'am. Kishomim Esdiv HaTor. Everybody was crying when they heard the parish of Rosh Hashanah. Because the parish of Rosh Hashanah evoked all of that pachad and all the years of oinish that they had experienced when they were living in the world of a machashakim, Haishivani, is the Talmud Bavli. Go and eat delicious things and have sweets and delicacies. And don't be sad. The joy of Hashem is your strength. Everybody be silent. No crying. Hayom Kodesh. V'alteyotsu. V'yelhu kolom lecho v'lishtoish l'shalech v'lishalech monois. And everybody went to eat and to drink and to send gifts, to send food. V'lasoi simcha gedoyle. Ke'evinu badvorm asher hidiyu lehem. Because they understood what they were being told. They understood what they were being told. What does this mean? It means that Ezra Nehemiah came to the generation that came out from Bavel. And Ezra Nehemiah said, Rabbi Yisai, we're now in Yerushalayim. We've left that world of Bavel. Regarding Bavel, the Zohar Chodesh says, Ala Gula v'ala Tmura. Gula, redemption, and Tmura is the substitute for redemption. Ala Gula v'ala Tmura. Ala Gula do Talmud Yerushalayim. V'ala Tmura do Talmud Bavel. And they're saying, the Mevinim Esa'om was saying, Rabbi Yisai, of course it's Yom HaDin. But the Iker is not Yiras Ha'Einish. The Iker to come to Hashem is what? To register, to be with the Bari Olam, to come back to Him, to want to be part of the Malchus. It's a time of B'nei Tzin Yagil B'Malcha. Yismuchu V'Malchuscha. And that's why the Zohar Kodesh, which is Torah Eretz Yisrael, resolves the steer between the Psukim. One Pasuk says, Ivduz Hashem B'Simcha. The other Pasuk says, Ivduz Hashem B'Yira. The Bavli talks about this as well. How can it be? One pasuk says that our service of Hashem has to be with simcha, and the other pasuk says ivdus Hashem beyir. So the way the Zohar resolves that steer is kan bizman of Yisrael sharen ba'ara kedisha. When it says ivdus Hashem besimcha, that's referring to when Am Yisrael is living as a healthy people in Eretz Yisrael. Kan bizman of Yisrael sharen ba'ara achra. And when it says ivdus Hashem beyir, where the emphasis is on Yira, where the emphasis is on Yira Sainish, that's talking about Bavel. That's talking about the Mahalach of Golis. Our life in Golis was a life of Pachad of Yira. So Adam Yisoydam Yofer. Visoyfay Laofer. And everybody says the same Piyat in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We come from the dirt and we're going to return to the dirt in its emes. The difference is that how unbelievably sweet it is, and how unbelievable, what an unbelievable schus it is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has taken a clump of dirt, and Rabbi Mona Mekola'am, and a Hatayasan, Viratzisa Banu, that he's lifted up this clump of dirt to bring us close to him. And he's giving us, he's holding out to us, and Yodot Tzuch L'Kabel Shovim, that he's holding out to us an opportunity for life, and to live, and to do, and to give, and to daven, more learning, more Tikkun HaMidos, more Tikkun HaBris, more Shmir Seinayim, more Kibbur Ave'eim. That he gives us such an opportunity. And even though, as we learned last night, we were talking in Shul, even though, of course it says, Mi yechya mi yomos, mi ba'esh mi v'mayim. And of course there has to be a pachad, that the guf, the body has to be put through some trembling and fear to allow the neshama to focus on how this entire world is getzel oiver. Kiruach neshevis, kavak peireya. The difference is, do you get stuck on those words, mi yechya mi yomos? Do you think that the holiness of Rosh Hashanah is a question of whether we're going to live or die this coming year, and that's why we have the day of Rosh Hashanah? You go through the Nisana Toikiv only to get to the last sentence. Va'atuhu melech kel chai v'kai. Va'atuhu melech kel chai v'kai. I might have told this to you last year, and if I did, forgive me, I don't remember what I said where. Today in English was September 11th. And I think it was also today was the same day that it came out in because it was the Chofetz Chaim's Yard site, I remember. And today was the Chofetz Chaim's Yard site. So it came out September, no? I think September 11th came out the same day. This year on the Luach. And I was supposed to speak here, I was invited to speak here that September 11th. When the Maisa happened. And of course I couldn't come. And that's part of what's happened in the world, that whole union of September 11th, how things have changed also. But I might have shared this with you, and please be mindful if I did. But it's something that mamash changed my life. That it was that Rosh Hashanah. It was that era of Rosh Hashanah. And there's a Chassidish Yid that I know from the mountains that we were together in the summers. He's a Benan Shel Kadoshim, comes from big tzaddikim, big rabbis. An unbelievable, unbelievable Oyev Yisrael. I don't think I've ever met such a person. He spends in the mountains every Matzah Shabbos with Chevra there, that are the drinking and the drugs and all these things, and he goes there to bring them food and to talk to them, and he brings them back, and they spend Shabbos with him, he gives them a shower. He's an unbelievable person. So it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, it was around 3 o'clock. That Erev Rosh Hashanah of September 11th, around 3 o'clock. And I get a phone call from this person, who I call Reb Motl. I get a call from him. And I hear this noise. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, 3 o'clock. I hear there's a tumult. And I ask him, Reb Motl, where are you? I thought he was calling to wish me a good cheer. He was, but I said, where are you? He says, I'm in the... The hall, I don't know there was a name for it, you know, down there where before they started building, where it used to be, where it was the World Trade Center. What's it called? Huh? Ground Zero. I don't know if they started calling, but he was in that place. I said, what are you doing down there? How'd you get down there? You need all kinds of, you know, it was very hard in the beginning. You had to have all kinds of reshusim from different offices and people to get down there to that place. He said, never mind how I got there, I got you. If you know this person, it's unbelievable. He's a guy with pants like this, and he wears a coat down to the shoes, you know? So he's down by Ground Zero. And I said to him, Ermotcha, what are you doing in that place, in that miserable place? It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's 3 o'clock. Erev Rosh Hashanah, what are you doing down there? You're supposed to be in the mikveh. What are you doing in that Gehenna? So he said, it took me all day till now to be able to get past everybody and to get down here. I said, why do you want to be there? He said, I came here for one thing. And I don't care because they're going to pull me away in a minute. I came down here and I screamed out at the top of my lungs, HaMelech! In this place. I was Mamluch the Bari Olam in this place. HaMelech. in this place, at this time, he's still ours. Oy. Mikini me'ofer dal, me'ashpa is yorim evyoin, he's still kel melech hai v'kayim ha-melech. I took this ma'isa, this that happened, it shook me up very, very much. And I don't know if I could say the words that I was zoiche, but 3 years ago, maybe it's four, three years ago, for the first time, I went to the place where all my grandparents were killed in Auschwitz, where my parents were guests. And I went back to that place. And the reason that I went back there, because I had many, many reasons not to go. First and foremost, my parents were not happy about it. My parents do not go for that, and they did not want me. And for many, many years, I was asked many times to go and to teach and to lead groups there, and I always avoided it. But I had this Indian burning inside of me since I heard my friend Vamarcha screaming Hamelech from ground zero, that I'm going to try to do that over there. And I went to Auschwitz, and in that place where my whole family was killed, I screamed out at the top of my lungs. I went to the place where they have a little bit of a chubim from the crematoria. I went to that place all the way at the end, if you've been there, where the train, the tracks go there like for a mile, and at the end there's a place. They tried, the Nazis, to destroy everything. And I was zoich in that place with a couple of chever that came together with me. I was zoich to light a candle and to scream out at the top of my lungs. I thought my eyeballs were going to pop out. To scream out HaMelech. The Baruch Shem should help each and every one of us to come back to him. To come back to him with singing, with dancing. To come back to him with simcha. To feel a pachet, to feel an emes hadin, but the pachet that one feels being in the presence of a king, not chalil in the presence of an adversary, of someone who doesn't love us, but in the presence of someone who hasn't stopped thinking about us, of the one who is our king and our father, even in that place. And that same father and that same king is going to take our generation, this generation that has miraculously held on to him despite all of these things. And he's going to lift us up mamash from the ashpays, and he's going to bring us back to us, that we'll be able, this generation, it will be a nace, that our generation is going to be zoche to place the crown on the head of Mashiach Tzikeinu and to scream out together Atahu kel melech chai v'kayim with the gula shnei v'amitis v'mher b'yameinu amein v'amein. Everybody should be nechtev and nechvim v'sifr v'shul tzadikim to have a ksiv v'chsim v'toyim v'nagud g'benishtiyo. Thank you.